Welcome back. You're here with Rob and Dave. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, most people, I was going to say everybody, that'd be an exaggeration, but most people we talk to, I would say their lifestyle in some way, shape, or form involves travel, a travel experience. In fact, there's recent data to suggest that people now consider travel to be a necessity. Right? It's not even, you know, it's not even a nice to have anymore. It's a necessity. That's how, I was going to say, important or pervasive, you know, travel has become in our lives. But it's getting expensive to do some of that.
Oh, massively, massively. Yeah, it's interesting you said that, right? Because it's more, I need to travel 3 weeks of the year.
Right.
Right. So if it's more expensive and you need to travel 3 weeks of the year and you're getting into retirement, right? What does that look like?
Well, and you know, you've got young family, like you've got a young family and it's tough to travel sometimes. And it certainly adds to the cost if you have to have more than one hotel room, right? Oh. It gets very expensive to do that.
Yeah.
Right. Now we all know about Airbnb, but you know, I had a bit of a cheeky tease, you know, before we went on the break talking about how you can actually move your house to a place like Paris or Milan or Rome or, you know, Barcelona or, you know, pick your destination. And I think we got to package this under the idea of alternative travel, because there is a way I think that people can take advantage of their property that they have in Calgary and relocate it to whatever their favorite spot is.
What? So I've watched the movie Up with my kids. You're not talking about tethering balloons to a house here, are you?
No, that would look tricky. I saw that movie too. Yeah, I think that would be tricky. No, we're talking about home exchanging.
Ooh.
Right? So you can, and in the old, listen, home exchange has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But I would say before the internet and before some of these services that help facilitate that, it was kind of a one-on-one transaction, wasn't it?
Fair. Tough to find.
Tough to find, because I'd have to know somebody in Paris that would want to come to Calgary, right? And then they have to travel in the same time, and we would swap homes, and we'd save, you know, a huge amount of cost,
right?
If we could figure out how to do that, because we're just using the value we have in our respective houses. But it, you know, the internet and this notion of sharing and, you know, the web connection has allowed that idea of home sharing to become a heck of a lot easier to do. And you're no longer restricted. It's not like I have to know you in Paris,
right?
Right. I can want to go to Paris, and the person in Paris's home that I'm staying in doesn't necessarily have to come to Calgary. Somebody else might want to come to Calgary that lives in Germany, and the person in Paris wants to go to Germany.
It's amazing. So what does that mean for, so you said about retiring and travel.
Yeah.
Right. So how can that save costs, right? Other than the cost of accommodation.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So I, you know, the exchange idea, when you think about traveling, especially when you're retired, you get to travel kind of whenever you want, right? And so you can save money a couple of ways, right? You certainly can travel on off-peak periods. You can look for deals when they come up on, you know, flights and stuff like that and pick up cheap flights. So you can actually, if you're paying attention, I think, save some money in those areas. But accommodations is often a very big part of the total cost of traveling to a different location.
That's amazing, because this is going to open up, would this open up a huge amount of inventory on what kind of houses you're looking at?
Right. Yeah. Well, and this is the thing, and this is where it becomes efficient through some kind of a home exchange program, right? Because, you know, we were looking at a few just out of curiosity, you and I, and, you know, you can put your home into a pool, and you may or may not be traveling to a property that's the same quality as yours. It could be better, worse, or equal to, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's a point system that you get. And so you get these travel points. And so, you know, you could have a home in Calgary and effectively stay in a, you know, a palace. I'm just, you know, exaggerating, something spectacular, where you couldn't otherwise do that by effectively using the equity, the value you have in your home here.
It's amazing.
Right? Yeah. So you've got money tied up in your house. You don't have to take it out. You don't have to go spend it, right? But you can use the fact that we're close to Banff as an attraction for somebody who wants to ski, you know, the Rocky Mountains, the Canadian Rocky Mountains.
You know, this brings up something interesting, because I have close family friends that are doing something similar, but they've added something to this.
Okay.
Not just house exchange, pet sitting.
Yes,
well, house sitting.
Yeah, that's amazing. Do tell.
You're a pet owner.
Well, yeah, Bob.
You wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
You wouldn't be allowed to do that and then come home.
No, that's exactly right.
Smell you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this is pet sitting, international pet sitting. That you can go to different countries and stay in the house for free, pet sit. Sometimes there's a per diem in this situation, family, friends. They were getting a per diem. So they're in retirement. They couldn't afford the travel that they wanted. Now they can go in to stay in a house that they probably couldn't afford to rent.
Right.
Per diem. Plus they get the added benefit of house guests that don't talk back.
Well, that's unless the pet is an ostrich or something. Right?
It could go awry. Or you're allergic or something.
A giraffe. Oops. I don't know how to take care of that.
But interesting, right? That they're fulfilling their travel bucket list, through a program.
Well, so this is cool, and so we started this segment talking about the idea of alternative travel. And we're often talking about alternative asset classes and investing, right? But alternative travel is, if we start thinking outside of the box, and you're not the only one doing it, right? The fact of the matter is, if you're thinking about it or thinking of different ways to do this, other people are thinking about it. And then, technology has been so good at connecting the entire global community of people thinking about that stuff, that whether it's just a house swap or it's a, pet sitting, or it's renting out your pool, you can do those. Like, there's all kinds of things you can do now, right?
That brings up something. You can go and travel abroad, house sit, and then rent out your house here.
You could.
As an income stream.
You could. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's kind of cool to start thinking about those things. Obviously, it takes a little bit of work, but it's not expensive either. The house exchange we were looking at, the annual fee is like $220 to be on the system itself.
Yeah.
Right. So these, and it's not that $220 is zero, but the fact of the matter is, when you start factoring in this cost of accommodations with your traveling, where you're traveling to, the kind of accommodations you can get, right? How different you can convert your house and the experience you're having in Calgary into something very different in an exotic location that you might be interested in, right? It's fantastic to have the ability to do those kinds of things.
Authentic experience as well, right?
Right, right. Yeah. And then you match it together with whatever. If you want to pet sit, maybe you're going to make some money on that deal, right? Or you rent your place out, or you're swapping it, whatever the case may be, and you're looking for off-peak times to travel, things start becoming very affordable. It takes a little bit of work to do these things, so.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you're going to be rewarded if you're finding the cost of travel, which has gone up significantly since the pandemic, right? Yeah. You want to bring it down to something more manageable. These are the kinds of things I think that people can start doing outside of the box to make that experience.
Yeah, I've seen it successful. I saw one that was, it was 3 months of European travel.
Yeah, well, so this is a personal a family friend.
Yeah.
And this was a house exchange.
Pet sitting. This was pet sitting.
Oh, this was the pet sitting one. That's right.
Yeah, so very interesting. And I just saw the blog of all the different pets, right? So it was interesting.
What was it, dogs and cats?
Just dogs. It was just dogs. But you got the story of every single dog and where they were, and it became a different story in every single place because of a different dog, right? So it was very interesting.
That's cool. Yeah. I can't see my wife leaving her dog behind with anybody to take care of. That would not be something she'd be interested in doing. Yeah, but I got to tell you, she has found something where you can travel with your dog. So you know how you can actually book a flight. Mm-hmm. There's an airline. I can't remember what it's called anymore. Pet airline. But you're basically flying with your pet in the cabin. It doesn't have to be a service dog. Oh yeah, Yeah.
First class, obviously.
Oh, well, right? I don't know. I said, don't tell me. I don't want to know. The fact that it exists, okay, I got it, but I do not want to know the
all
economics.
All I can picture is a hot towel.
Yeah, can you imagine? Hey, yeah. Okay. So listen, let's finish this one up. So travel, because it's an important part of a lot of people's lives, it's part of a lifestyle, right? And when we do planning for people, we always ask them to think about what the type of travel is they want to do. And I have to tell you, my experience tells me that partners are not necessarily on the same page all the time when they say travel. Yes, we both want to travel. Well, if one means Rodeo Drive, in a Ritz-Carlton, and the other means I want a backcountry camp and go fishing, those are two very different propositions. So let's talk about this idea of lifestyle and then connecting it to the assets that you've saved.
You got it. Join us at our next seminar here in Calgary on Tuesday, October 29th, 7 p.m. in person at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
Do you want to know how to avoid a boomerang retirement? Do you want to know what a boomerang retirement is? Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.